I want somebody to tell me, answer if you can. I want somebody to tell me, just what is the soul of a man? I'm gonna ask a question, answer if you can. Can somebody out there tell me, just what is the soul of a man?
To different countries, I've traveled to foreign lands. I found nobody to tell me just what is the soul of a man. I want somebody to tell me, answer if you can. I want somebody to tell me just what is the soul of a man. I saw a crowd standing talking. I came right up on time. I heard the doctor and the lawyer say a man ain't nothing but his mind. I want somebody to tell me, answer if you can. I want somebody to tell me, just what is the soul of a man? What is the soul of a man?
The soul of a man coming at you from legendary rock and roller. What a great voice still. Eric Burdon. Of course, Eric Burdon from The Animals. Title track from his 2006 release, Soul of a Man. How great was that? What a great tune. I'm your rocking attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, and we're getting close, but we're not there yet, and I got more requests to get to. 412-268-9728. Got a touch of room left. First come, first go. You call me, I'll get it on the radio. So, you know, there are hundreds of fun and simple things you and your family can do to live a healthier lifestyle. Here are a few. Drop the fat, drop the sugar, drop down, give me 10. Ditch the video games, ditch the remote, dig a ditch, skip second, skip dessert, skip to my loo. I don't know who writes these. Don't skip breakfast. Search We Can! ! Online to find more ways you and your family can get healthy together. One heck of a message from WRCT, HHS, and NIH's We Can! ! Program. Wow, skip to my loo. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. But you know what? I need to drop the sugar. I need to drop the bread. I need to drop some weight. I might have to switch to light beer pretty soon. At least that's what my wife is saying. All about getting healthy. You know, talking about getting healthy, that has absolutely nothing to do with my buddy's show, Dr. Ozzie Tembo's Sound Show. Talking about my pal Kenya. We was just on the phone with him. He's hanging out in Erie, listening to WRCT.org with his pals. And I'll tell you what, his show on Saturday is amazing. I say this from time to time. I think he's got more listeners in other countries than he does even here in Pittsburgh. And he's got a lot of listeners here in Pittsburgh, guys. The Tembo Sound Show is a uniquely curated radio show mixed and presented live by the scholar practitioner Dr. Oscar Rodoli, right here in WRCT Pittsburgh, Saturdays from 8 to 10 p.m. And again, Sundays, his encore presentation. You missed it Saturday? Catch it Sunday, 5 to 7. And I'll tell you what, his show is terrific. Talk about expanding your musical horizons. Turn on his show right here on 88.3 FM. You will not be disappointed. One heck of a DJ, great guy as well. So you're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM. Robin Trower's got a new album. He was supposed to be in Greensburg a month and a half ago. Canceled his tour due to concerns over COVID. Hopefully we're going to get him back here. He's a legend. He's on my bucket list to see. I was all lined up to see him until it was rescheduled. I'm going to do my best to make it when that show comes back around in town. But let's play something from his latest album. The album's called No More Worlds to Conquer. Guitar great right here in WRCT. Thank you.
Leaving you behind when the I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
There he is, shooting across the air with the speed that must be beat. There he is, coming through the waves. He'll knock you off your feet. Eric Jackson.
Me and my buddy got us a wild hair and figured we wanted to go somewhere, so we loaded up my ragtop Chevrolet. We had a little bit of money and a whole lot of show, and with Hank Jr. blaring on the radio, we got a tank full of gas and we was on our way. We figured we'd go down to New Orleans, and we were barreling down old 17 when a man with a blinking red light was on our tail. He said, "You were doing 60 and a 45, but I'm gonna let you go this time. But if I catch you again, I'm gonna slap you in the county jail." We said, "Thank you, sir. You sure been nice. And you ain't gonna have to tell us twice that we were southbound and down with the wind blowing in our faces." We kept on rolling, and pretty soon the radio was cooking out a haggard tune, and we were pulling into Houston and checking out all them places. I was feeling dry, and I said, "I think we ought to stop and get ourselves a drink." Old Jim said, "Yeah, because we got time to kill." We kept on rolling, and I seen this spot. We pulled into the parking lot of this place called the Cloud Nine Bar and Grill. We walked through the door, and the place was jammed. The lights were low. They had a punk rock band and some orange-haired feller singing about suicide. I said, "Jim, this ain't our kind of place." He said, "Well, let's just have one round anyway." So against my better judgment, we walked on inside. Went up to the bar, and we sat down. This feller walked up and said, "I'll buy this round." And he sat down on a bar stool next to Jim. He looked like a girl, but he talked like a guy. Had lipstick on and mascara in his eye. And everybody in that place looked just about like him. I said, "Jim, this ain't our kind of bar. Let's just go on out and get back in the car, because it's going to be trouble. Ain't no sense in taking a chance." We was getting up, getting ready to leave. Somebody grabbed old Jim by the sleeve. It was this good-looking girl. She was asking my buddy to dance. I said, "Jim, don't do it. There's something missing. There's fellas dancing and fellas kissing. There's a fella in a high-heeled shoes wearing pantyhose." He said, "Partner, I just can't turn this down. You just go over there and have one more round. I'll dance with the lady and we'll get on down the road." So he walked away and left me alone. And this funny looking fella kept coming on, and he was making me mad at some of the things he said. And then he put his hand on my knee. I said, "If you don't get your paw off me, I'm gonna locate your nose around on the side of your head." He said, "I love it when you get that fire in your eye." I said, "Well, partner, try this on for size." And I unloaded on him. He went out like a light. Everybody in that place must have been his friend. They all headed for me. I said, "This is the end, but where I come from, we don't give up without a fight." They were screaming and yelling and scratching and clawing. I was punching and hitting and kicking and pawing. I was holding my own because I've been in a scrap or two. Old Jim come running up out of the blue, and that gal he was with come running up too, and proceeded to beat on me with a high-heeled shoe. I grabbed her by the hair and come off in my hand, and that beautiful girl was just a beautiful man. Old Jim just got sick right there on the floor. He dropped that dude like a shot from a gun, smeared his lipstick, made his makeup run, and me and old Jim started fighting our way to the door. Man, we let out of there in that Chevrolet, and I put her on the floor and she stayed that way. We was going down the highway doing about 110. We was headed for home and we was getting near, then a red light come on in the rear view mirror, and that same blame cop was pulling us over again. Well, I'm sitting here in this county jail. I had to call my daddy to go our bail, but I learned me a lesson that I never will forget again. I done give up drinking, I've give up bars, and running around the country in souped up cars, going back where the women are women and the men are men.
Crossing the highway late last night, he shoulda looked left and he shoulda looked right. He didn't see the station wagon car. The skunk got squashed and there you are. You got your dead skunk in the middle of the road. Dead skunk in the middle of the road. Dead skunk in the middle of the road. Stinking to high heaven. Take a whiff on.
Rock and roll, country, and soul is what we got going on for you here on Courts in Session. I'm your rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, and that was a request for Loudon Wainwright III with Dead Skunk. What a great tune that was. Little country from CDB, talking Charlie Daniels Band, Uneasy Rider 88. Boy, I remember when I moved to Pittsburgh in the late 80s, that song was all over the radio, fighting his way to the door. Boy, do I miss Charlie Daniels. Charlie, rest in peace. Passed away 2 years ago during the pandemic. Passed at the age of 83. What a legend. Before that, Joe Lynn Turner with the European band Sunstorm, and that was Making Up Time. And we start off with new music from guitar god Robin Trower. Cloud Across the Sun was the name of that track. You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM, WWRO, Kibler, California, 103.3 FM, Time Travel Radio, and stnradio.com. Got time for a couple more tunes before we call it a night. I can see the finish line. It's in my sights. Next tune up is a request for Michael. Going out to him in Highland Park. This is some live Warren to Uncle Tom's Cabin.
You may know this one. If you do, please help me sing it. If you don't know it, then just listen and I hope you dig it. Why, thank you, but it was empty.
Just found the record, listen, get the stars straight. And being under time official, it was getting pretty late. Out on a selfish level, but the wishing well. See, you got no battle, see, you take me down to hell. A novel for the bad days in the wishing well. Thank you.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's that time. Courts in session is now courts adjourned. Closing out the night with warrant. Knows who put the bodies in the wishing well. Want to thank you so much, guys, for tuning in tonight. Let's get back together next Thursday night at 8. You want to hear a repeat of tonight's show? Well, in half an hour, it's coming at you out of the West Coast at 1033WWRO.com. This upcoming Monday from noon to 2:30. I'm your rocking attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, reminding you to take care of each other, be kind to each other, and be proud to be American. Good night, Pittsburgh.
Lord, look at how the people stand. Said I don't wanna go home. In their mind, I know they want me. I don't wanna go home. I know the words to the song. I feel, oh, I don't wanna go home. I know he's talking about the way I feel, and I don't wanna go home. Listen, baby,
Irma Freeman Center for Imagination joins you in supporting WRCT Pittsburgh. Located on Penn Avenue in the Garfield neighborhood of Pittsburgh, the Irma Freeman Center for Imagination has been contributing to the educational and cultural landscape of the city of Pittsburgh for over a decade. They have regular gallery hours every Sunday from 2 to 5 p.m. or by appointment. That's the Irma Freeman Center for Imagination. For more information, 412-924-0634 or visit them online at irmafreeman.org. Hey there, it's the Mockster here on WRCT Pittsburgh, and for the next half hour, I'm going to showcase music of the band Gear Daddies. That's right, they were formed back in 1984 in Austin, Minnesota. Not Austin, Texas, Austin, Minnesota. They're around 1992, and in that short period of time, they managed to put out two full-length albums, a couple 7-inch singles, and a collection of studio outtakes, live recordings, some B-sides, etc., etc. So I am going to select songs from each and every one of these releases to showcase this band for you for the next half hour, starting with their 1987 debut. It was a 7-inch single on the Gark record label. The A-side was a little ditty called She's Happy.
Well, she's a housewife and her husband's with the night shift at the plant for 30 years. They got a nice little trailer in a nice little court and a poodle they love like a child they never had. They go to the VFW club on Friday night. She gets a sludgy and fess and some fries from the kitchen. Tip the waitress 50 cents. Has her hair done the same way that she has for 30 years. Some say life's useless. On it still, but she's happy, she's satisfied, and nearly every day she cries when she remembers the day that Ava's died. She doesn't covet what she doesn't have, 'cause she's happy, she's happy, she's happy. She has a hobby. She paints ceramics and bowls twice a month. She goes dancing with her husband when they can, or to the wrestling matches at the local arena. Some say her life's useless, it's fun and still, but she's happy, she's satisfied, and nearly every day she cries when she remembers the day that Elvis died. She doesn't covet what she doesn't have, 'cause she's happy, she's happy, she's
Randy.
happy, she's satisfied, and nearly every day she cries when she remembers the day that Elvis died. She doesn't covet what she doesn't have, 'cause she's happy, she's happy, she's happy. And nearly every day she cries when she remembers the day that Elvis died. She doesn't covet what she doesn't have, 'cause she's happy, she's happy, she's happy. So much tonight, I just feel stupid. I didn't go out planned to get this drunk. I guess my plan to get up and look for work is sunk. And I know tomorrow I'll regret all this. I drank so much tonight, I just feel stupid. Sometimes I swear to God, I just don't stop to think. Then I know tomorrow I'll regret all these things I did. I drank so much tonight, I just feel stupid. I drank so much tonight, I just feel stupid. Been saving now for over a year. Let's pack the kids, get out of here. We'll leave behind our troubles for a week. Yeah, we'll borrow the pop from Phyllis and Steve. Just tell the boss I gotta leave. Be the best week of our lives, I can tell. Take our dream vacation in the depths. Yeah, we'll see the robot world and the water show. Go anywhere you wanna go. Circus World, Museum in Baraboo. Play mini golf with the jelly stone. We'll finally see that house of home. And if the kids want to buy a t-shirt, what the hell? It's our dream vacation in the dell. Then at night when the kids is all asleep, then off to the lounge for a night camp against me. And I know our lives ain't the stuff of dreams, but for one full week we can live. Best week of our lives, I can chill. Take our dream vacation in the dill.
We are almost midway through a half-hour block of the band Gear Daddies here on 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh. My name is Paul. I am the Mockster. Thank you so much for tuning in and letting me play you some Gear Daddies here in this half hour. Now, that song was indeed talking about road tripping to Wisconsin Dells. Indeed it was. It's called Dream Vacation. I pulled that off of the 1992 compilation called Can't Have Nothing Nice from Gear Daddies. 1992 actually was the year that the Gear Daddies disbanded as well. Before the Dream Vacation, I went back to their 1988 full-length debut. Now, that came out on Gark Records, much like the single that they first put out. The first full-length was called Let's Go Scare Al. And I played for you Drank So Much, Just Feel Stupid. And then in 1989, actually, that same album was re-released because they got picked up by Polydor Records, and they just reissued that little indie record. And then in 1990, their second album with Polydor, actually technically their first album they recorded for Polydor, but their second full-length album, Billy's Live Bait, was released. And from that, you heard Time Heals. Now that's a song that was actually written by their drummer, Billy Dankert, and he takes the lead vocals on that. And start off the entire set with She's Happy, which I mentioned came out in 1987 as a 7-inch, and you can also find it on that debut album, Let's Go Scare Al. Now, that Can't Have Nothing Nice was great because it put together a lot of rarities, but I mentioned they put out two 7-inch singles. Their second 7-inch single came out on the Crackpot record label back in 1991, featuring three cover songs. Bette Midler's The Rose, Marty Robbins' White Sport Coats, and then the title track, the A-side, on purple vinyl, Prince.
Well, I guess I should have known by the way you parked your car sideways it wouldn't last. You're the kind of person who believes in making out once, love them and leave them fast. Well, I guess I must be dumb. She had a pocket full of horses, Trojan and some of them here. But it was Saturday night, I guess that makes it all right. She said, what have I got to lose? And honey, I said, little red Corvette, baby, you're much too fast. Little red Corvette, you need a love that's gonna last. I guess I should have closed my eyes when you drove me to the place where your horses run free. So I felt a little ill when I saw all the pictures of the jockey that was there before me. Believe it or not, I started to worry, wondering if I had enough class. But it was Saturday night, I guess that makes it all right. You said, baby, you got Corvette, baby, you're
Days harsh for stealing cigarettes. So how's a man supposed to tell his children that? I swear to God I tried, but I just don't think I fit. Daddy always said everything I touched it turned to fish. So I'm sitting downtown crying neath the statue of Jesus. Downtown crying neath the statue of Jesus.
from their Let's Go Scare Al album. That is Gear Daddies with Statue of Jesus here on 88.3 FM WRCT. Before Statue of Jesus, that was Gear Daddies doing their cover of the B.W. Stevenson 1973 hit, My Maria. Now that song originally could be found on a promotional EP that was released basically as a B-side to the single Color of Her Eyes from Billy's Live Bates, but eventually it did find its way onto that 1992 compilation, Can't Have Nothing Nice. Hey, speaking of Billy's Live Bates, Stupid Boy came from that, which was the song before My Maria, and I started off, speaking of covers, how about that? I started off the entire set with a band from Minnesota doing a cover of an artist from Minnesota, and that was Gear Daddies and the Prince cover, Little Red Corvette. I got one more song to wrap up this entire half hour of Gear Daddies. I hope you've enjoyed it. It's probably their biggest song, and it was actually a hidden track on the Billy's Live Bait album. You can find it in, I think, the second Mighty Ducks album from 1994 featured it. It's Zamboni.
Well, I went down to the local arena, asked to see the manager man. He came from his office, said, son, can I help you? Looked at him and said, yes, you can. Yeah, I want to drive the Zamboni. Yes, I do. Now, ever since I was young, it's been my dream that I might drive the Zamboni machine. I get that I was just as big as could be, and all the kids would look up to me. Yeah, I want to drive the Zamboni.
That has been a half hour of the band Gear Daddies here on 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh. My name is Paul. I'm the Mockster. Thanks for listening.
Did you know that Lyme disease is the most prevalent tick-borne illness, with about 220,000 new cases occurring each year? Believe it or not, you can test negative for Lyme and still be infected. Many victims of Lyme report never seeing a bullseye rash, and it can be very difficult to diagnose because it mimics other illnesses, such as multiple sclerosis, ALS, and Alzheimer's. To learn more, go to www.LymeDiseaseAssociation.org.
WRCT Pittsburgh. Welcome to our little experiment in freeform radio.
listening to WRCT Pittsburgh.